Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time, we bring you some very, very important information with regard to the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, the suppression of our health and happiness by the global industrialists. And also we bring you the greatest secreted truths that have never been told, that now extraordinary revelation is revealing for blessing us with the Creator's total divine presence. And the reality is that it's in the music. You're the music, the musical mathematics of divinity blessing humanity. We're going to talk a little bit about that in forthcoming shows. I want to tell you, however, tonight we have a special program on a very, very serious issue, the topic of the petrochemical industrials, the pharmaceutical industries, insurgents into the health food, natural healing industry. And we have a special guest I'm going to bring on in a couple minutes. His name is Sean Buckley. He's an attorney who's representing We the People in an extremely important battle that's ongoing for freedom to access the botanicals, the naturopathic medicinals, herbs, as well as homeopathics in Canada, where if things go the way the drug industrialists and the Codex Alimentarius legislation out of Germany is heading, we in the United States will likewise suffer tremendously from the lack of access and the increased expense of having to go to our physicians to get prescriptions for what should be given to us and is given to us naturally and by the grace of the Creator. So we'll be with Sean Buckley in just a couple minutes. Let me start the show, first of all, by giving it up to the Creator. Thank you so much, Heavenly Creator, for blessing us royally, as you always do. From the air that we breathe, as well as the water that we drink and partake of your life and your vitality, your existence, blessing us in this extreme hour of need. And so we praise you for all of the blessings that you're constantly providing, constantly pouring out, constantly uplifting us. And yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, knowing you and having full faith and trust in your glory, we shall fear no evil and we shall overcome by your grace. We thank you so much. And blessed Yeshua, the Messiah's name, praise you, and in your name we trust. Amen. That's how we typically start the Inside Hour, with a little bit of prayer and reverence for our glorious Creator. I want to tell you folks that we've got some extraordinarily wonderful upcoming events that, if you haven't put it down in your calendar, the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration, forthcoming not only in Portland, Oregon, on May 24th. You can get tickets by calling this toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. I'll give you that number again in a couple minutes. But you would be remiss if you did not attend. It is one of the most uplifting, extraordinary events. You will leave a changed, transformed, heightened, literally uplifted human beings who has the capacity to apply the glorious divine technologies of the mathematical music that shall set us free. These revelations are extraordinary. It deals with the Love Code. The Love Code, really, that is love, the real Da Vinci Code. That was the book I published last, my 16th book, came out about a year ago. The DVD documentary called The Love Code DVD is an extraordinary, important DVD for giving you the information. But the best place to get it would be in person, live, at a full-day event in Portland, Oregon, where we'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning, go through till noon, 12:30 break for lunch, come back. We'll spend the whole afternoon dealing not just with the Love Code, musical mathematics of divinity, blessing humanity, protecting humanity, giving us the technology to set humanity free. That is extraordinary. And that we'll spend the afternoon looking at ways to apply this in our own lives and going through the five steps of the Healing Celebrations material. So that's what we're going to do in the afternoon, both in Toronto on 17th of May, as well as the 24th of May in Portland, as well as in Los Angeles on Sunday, Sunday, June 1st, and then on June 8th in Orlando, Florida. So please get online, get your tickets through the website, lovecodeseminar.com, www.lovecodeseminar.com, or call that toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787, and invite, please, all of your friends and family, the people that you really care about, the people that you think might be blessed and interested on this in this topic of the musical mathematics of divinity that we could use to bless humanity, that we shall use, that we are using, that is producing miracles for the people that are hearing it. Would you expect anything less from the Creator's own music and the way that nature is vibing off of it and being sustained and uplifted by it is the way that we can increasingly be so if we simply tune into the music, retune our instruments to the music, raise our voices in unison, in chorus, and harmony to the music. And that is what we're going to be doing on Saturday nights for the Love Code Musical Healing Celebrations in Portland. We've got Scott Huckabee performing Live Love in 528. The concert, Live Love for in 528. 528 is the love frequency. It is the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It is the center of the rainbow. It is the center of your heart chakra. It does connect you directly to the center of the heavenly throne, literally, the musical mathematical matrix of out of which all is created, the voice, the music, the melody of our grand creator of the universal orchestra that provides this uplifting symphony. This is what we're talking about. And so the revelations are relatively new. The dissemination of this knowledge is going to be something that transforms this planet. You can go online and see that all of these seminars are leading up to the grand concert, the Concert for the Living Waters, on June 19th through 21st, 2009. You can go online to get all the information about it, to add it to your prayers. Put it down. Live H2O.org, www.live, L-I-V-E, H-2-O, don't put in a zero, put in a O, .org, and you'll be blessed by learning and reading about what it is that we're talking about. Invitations for musicians are supplied on that website. Instructions for musicians, how to retune their instruments and raise our voices to A417 or 528, not A440. That is a dumbing down frequency. Read all about it in livehto.org. And you can go also to the Dr. Len Horowitz's blog. If you can get on the internet to Dr. Len, DrLenHorowitz, drlenhorowitz.com. Look on the upper right of the homepage of that website and you'll see, take a closer look by the site map. Click on at the bottom Dr. Len Horowitz's blog. It's at the bottom of the site map, and there you will go to articles in the blog that deal with this musical mathematics of divinity that we shall use to bless humanity in the biggest way possible. So, again, put down the dates of May 17th if you're on the East Coast, in the Northeast, in Toronto, May 17th. If you're on the West Coast or you want to fly to Portland, Oregon, and join us for an extraordinary time, On the 24th of May in Portland, Oregon, and again, as I said, on June 1st in L.A. area, and in Orlando on June 8th, and I'll look forward to seeing you there and celebrating with you, not only throughout the day, but in a musical celebration, we'll dance together in extraordinary joy and celebration of these divine revelations. So let me also thank our sponsors, BBSRadio.com, Don Newsom and Seth in Engineering. Thank you so much, guys, for putting this all together. Thanks to Healthy World Store. We are sustained by your ordering books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, everything that has to do with health and the five steps, detox, deacidify, normalize your immunity and stabilize it, boost it normally, naturally. And oxygenation is step four. Step five is bioenergetics. All of this is the alternative healthcare arena, not medical madness, not drug industrialists. This is Creator's bounty, given freely to us to sustain us. That's what oxygen and water and hydrogen with pH and normal detoxification methods that are recommended by the world's leading experts in health and natural healing, as well as simply the instructions we're given in the Bible. When we study the Bible, it talks about if you have any kind of disease whatsoever, simply put your faith and trust not in a medical deity, not in popping a magic pill to cure every ill, but in the Creator, who has a blessing of healing through that Holy Spirit power administered through this musical mathematical matrix. That's what brings us, sustains us, uplifts us, inspires us. The words itself, respiration, re-spiritualization, inspiration, bringing that spirit in to sustain us, uplift us, and heal us. That's all natural. Now, one of the persons who, in fact, is a hero in Canada, who is battling for consumer protection, consumer awareness, health activism, and the natural sense, is Sean Buckley. Welcome to the Insight Hour, Sean.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you.
A privilege to have you. Thank you so much for your work. Can you give us a little bit of background, first of all, about yourself and what got you engaged in this extraordinary battle for protecting public access to natural healing methods and materials?
Sure. Actually, as it turned out, our regulatory body is called Health Canada, so that would be the equivalent of the FDA in the U.S. And there was a herbalist in the city that I live in who was importing some herbs from the U.S., and Health Canada seized them at the border. And he thought that this was theft, correctly, and he went to court suing Health Canada to get his herbs back. And I actually got hired as a lawyer to act for Health Canada and had his thing thrown out of court. He was in the wrong court. But him and I got on fabulously, and later on he was charged by the doctors and physicians with practicing medicine. And the reason why he was charged was he claimed that he could treat heart disease with some heart drops that he had. And the act made it very clear, if you're making a claim, you know, you're practicing medicine. And I couldn't throw him on the stand to say, no, I wasn't making the claim, because not only was he making the claim, but he probably would have looked at the judge's ears and saw crow feet and said, you know, you need these heart drops. You've got clogged arteries. So I had to try to approach it another way, and the way I decided to approach it was see if we could attack the legislation itself. Like in the U.S., we have freedom of expression in our Constitution, and an act that says you can't make any claims, we were going to argue violated that. So I asked this old herbalist, I said, is there any way we can prove that you're telling the truth? And he surprised me, because he gave me probably about 6 banker's boxes full of letters that people had just voluntarily written in. And they were all the same. They were just people thanking him for giving them their health back when they were on the brink of dying from heart disease. And so I went through all of these letters. I can't enter those as evidence into court. But what I can do is I can call witnesses who can, under oath, give their story to the court. And so I had selected 5 witnesses that had all of the following traits in common. First of all, they were middle-class professionals, which I picked just for credibility reasons. Secondly, they had all had severe heart disease. They had all had at least one bypass surgery. Some had had more than one bypass surgery. They had all then, after their bypass surgeries, continued to have heart disease, because all the bypass surgeries did was take arteries from somewhere else and bypass, but it didn't solve the underlying problem. And then they all needed another bypass surgery. And here's where they differed. In some cases, the medical community was not willing to give them another bypass because they were such poor candidates to survive. And a couple of them would have, you know, they were good candidates, but they weren't willing to go through that process again. And it was in preparing for that trial, in interviewing these witnesses, that I had to do a paradigm shift, because I was in the model before that, kind of accepting this allopathic principle and that the doctors in white coats knew what they were doing, and that the natural health community was in the quack field. And I had to move over to kind of the opposite where we had a situation with these Strauss heart drops, that if the regulatory body succeeded in removing them from the market, we actually would have caused a health risk. I mean, I could have given thousands of names of people who would have been dramatically affected just by going through those letters. So that's how I got involved. We ended up, they dropped the charges on the day of trial because they figured out they were going to lose. And thereafter, I just kept getting files from other manufacturers. So that's how I got involved.
Wow, that's a very, very beautiful and intense story. Amazing. You know, I wish that more people would be able to make that transformation in consciousness that you made. So what are you doing now? I understand that upcoming, there's an event that Avena Originals, it's a wonderful natural health products company up in Canada, is going to be having their annual expo coming up on the 9th and 10th of May, and that you're one of the featured speakers. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is.
And what are you going to be sharing there, and what can you recommend for, you know, everyone in terms of how to persuade someone else to wake up like you did?
I can tell you what I'm going to be sharing at the Avena conference, because one of the problems that we have in Canada, and I think that you have it in the United States too, is the industry and consumers have been lulled into thinking that we call them natural health products, you call them dietary supplements, but they've been lulled into thinking that they're safe. So we've got a couple of problems happening here. You guys have what we call the DSHEA Act, covering dietary supplements, which, you know, has led your industry to feel that it's safe, although my understanding is that the FDA is starting to tighten the good manufacturing practices, which is going to drive your smaller and medium manufacturers out of business. In Canada, the problem is we had the regulatory body in the mid-90s attacking products with a vengeance and driving them off the shelves, and consumers were noticing that products they relied on for their health were disappearing, and they literally revolted. So we had the largest petition drive in Canadian history, and the message on the petition was, our foods are not drugs, because natural health products are really just food. But they were being treated as drugs. We had rallies, we had letter-writing campaigns, we had a lawsuit, and finally the Minister of Health backed down and referred the issue to what was called the Standing Committee on Health. And they came out with a whole bunch of recommendations, basically to say stop treating natural health products as drugs and, you know, stop assuming that they're dangerous. The regulatory body took these recommendations and basically came out with drug-style regulations. They just called them natural health products instead of drugs. But they still presume that they're dangerous. They still, force you to prove that they're safe and, you know, effective before you can sell them, but which is fine, but they're applying the same types of scientific standards that you would expect of a novel chemical pharmaceutical drug, which carries a very high risk. So, for example, in Canada, we've never had a death caused by a natural health product in our entire history. The government cannot point to one case of somebody dying from a natural health product. Now, later on, I can give you an example where people died when the regulatory body restricted access to a single natural health product. So we've got this whole industry that's tremendously safe, that people are relying on for their health, and we get these new regulations that are actually supposed to protect the industry, brought about by consumers. But what's been happening is so under our new legislation, you have to get a product license to be legal. And to date, we've had roughly 60% of the product license applications fail. And so, you know, right now we're facing 60% of the industry being illegal. These product license applications, the 60% figure is probably even low, because what our regulatory body's been doing is just looking at single ingredient natural health products. So, you know, take cayenne pepper or shark cartilage, the single ingredient ones. As they get to the more multi-ingredient products, we anticipate that actually a higher percentage are going to be deemed illegal, because it's more difficult to prove safety and efficacy as the number of ingredients go up. So we're facing a situation in Canada where under regulations that were supposed to protect the industry, we'll probably deem 75 to 80% of the industry illegal. We've got a regulatory body that has just been given increased funding to hire inspectors, and they're actually going to universities to try and recruit science graduates to become inspectors. We have now, Parliament has introduced a new bill called Bill C-51, which is giving Health Canada literally police state powers to attack companies. So we're right now in an environment where really the entire industry is facing one of the biggest challenges it's ever faced.
You know, I just came back from Toronto, and I had met with several different groups and individuals concerning some of these issues, and there's two that come to mind, the making of claims and then the amazingly stupid assumption that just because you're claiming such and such of preventative or cure that this is a drug. And the classic example of stupidity in that is where the medical textbooks all claim that the sun and sunshine cures infantile jaundice. And yet, if we were to package sunshine, and we're actually doing something like that, because what I mentioned earlier, the 528 hertz frequency, we know to be the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. So that's the center of the white light. And that literally is used by the world's leading genetic biochemists and nutritionists to repair damaged DNA. Because of the resonance frequency of it, just like ultraviolet light will kill pathogens, and it's used for water purification systems, the ultraviolet light will cause the enzymatic functions in the liver to produce enzymes that then cure jaundice. And that, so this is labeled as a drug if you make that claim. And so it's regulated, and you put out of business, you're threatened with incarceration, and certainly heavy fining if you continue to have these packages and labels state these claims. So this is an extremely serious subject, and when you say that 60 to 80% of the supplements are going to fail the test and ultimately be classified as illegal and regulated and put out of business, that's what is actually happening here in the United States, too, as we speak. As a matter of fact, one of the people that I met with is a doctor that really was the foremost in prompting the consumer awareness movement in natural medicine. His name is Dr. Joel Wallach. He has about 82 million tapes out called and DVDs out called, I'm sorry, CDs out called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And it's a story about how doctors, physicians, medical deities are consistently dying younger than your average person. And if they're so smart, well-educated, and knowledgeable about health, how come they're dying early? Well, the reality is that Dr. Wallach talks about minerals and how the whole field of nutrition is neglected and how the medical deities are brainwashed. We talk a lot about that on this program. And so we talked about this issue, and he is also predicting that over the next year, by the end of this year, as you say, in the United States even, there will be 60 to 80% of the companies producing natural botanical products put out of business. And it's a very, very sad situation here, as well as what you're witnessing in Canada.
No, I mean, the whole thing, what frustrates me is just how terribly dangerous it is. And let me give you an example with a client that I had named True Hope Nutritional Support. And are you familiar with their story?
No, go ahead. Please share it. I'm sure the listeners would love to hear it. Appreciate it.
This company, they make a vitamin and mineral supplement to treat bipolar disorder. And very unlikely beginnings. The company was started by a gentleman who was acting as a property manager at the time. and an animal nutritionist. The property manager's wife had bipolar and committed suicide. His oldest daughter, Autumn Springham, was suffering from bipolar. She was an adult, out married, had a child already, but she was probably spending, I would estimate, about 40% of each year involuntarily committed in psych wards and highly suicidal. His oldest son, Joseph, who was still at home, his bipolar was expressing through rage, and the doctor was trying to manage it with lithium, but not doing very well. And it was at the point where the other kids were saying, you know, Dad, you've got to get Joseph out of the house. He's going to hurt somebody. And this is just crushing the father. And so he's actually, he just, you know how sometimes we just have to talk about what's hurting us with other people? And he's talking to this animal nutritionist about his kids and just, you know, how it's crushing him, what they're going through, and that there doesn't seem to be a solution. And the animal nutritionist, you know, just off the cuff, when he was describing his son Joseph's rage, said, you know, I don't know anything about human nutrition, but when we see this hyper-irritability and rage in pigs, we know that it's a nutritional deficiency. We supplement their feed with vitamins and minerals, and we have 100% success rate in curing the behavior. And the little light bulbs went off. I wonder if there's a nutritional basis to bipolar disorder. So they kind of went to the drawing board based on this animal nutritionist's background in animal nutrition, which is actually was quite extensive. And he will tell you that animal nutritionists are way ahead of the human nutritionists because there's money in getting optimum nutrition, not minimal to avoid a, you know, a clear deficiency. But they shoot for optimum nutrition. They basically, they have no intention of manufacturing a product, so they get three off-the-shelf products that they think are going to blanket all the vitamins and minerals that you need, and they give it to Joseph. And he doesn't get better, but he improves. So they're able to tell that they're making a difference, but they're not at the point where the psychiatrist would take Joseph off lithium or anything like that. And then they added a colloidal mineral. So now they've got four products, and Joseph gets well, and he stops taking lithium, and he stays well. So his oldest daughter, Autumn, she was out of the psych ward, but she was on 24-hour suicide watch. And her husband, they lived in a different town. Her husband called and said, you know, can you watch Autumn for a while because my parents are getting exhausted. When he went to work, he'd have to drop her off at his parents' because she couldn't be left alone. And he said, sure, sure, do this. And so he tried this, what they called the quad program on his daughter, and she got well. Now, she's written a book. I think it's called The Promise of Hope that, you know, you can buy in bookstores. The author is Autumn Springham, about her experience with bipolar and now being healthy with just vitamins and minerals as a treatment. So after she got well, they thought, okay, we're on to something. And they then tried this protocol on a schizophrenic lady that daily had, you know, delusions and would see things and hear voices. She had not been out of the house in years and years, and she gets well and gets out of the house and starts volunteering and having a normal life. And they decided right there and then that they had to promote research into the use of nutrition to treat mental illness. So they formed a company to promote research. They started knocking on university doors. And, you know, a lot of people just were not interested, but they interested a neuroscientist who did not do human research. His research was based in animals, but he contacted a human researcher at the University of Calgary who basically, she agreed to put together the questionnaire and structure a little case series. So they did it in the community with 30 kids with ADHD, you know, where the parents filled in the forms and then these two gentlemen just collected them and gave them to this neuroscientist who, you know, crunched the numbers and did the statistics and sent it off to the University of Calgary. But before he sent them off, the effect size and the, you know, the improvement was so dramatic that he actually thought my clients had fudged the data, so he went and he interviewed all 30 families to make sure that actually the questionnaires were correct. Then the University of Calgary got interested. But as it turned out, they needed a stable product to do research on. So So my clients hired a manufacturer to create kind of an all-in-one stable product, which was called the Empower Plus. The university did two case series, one on bipolar children, one on bipolar adults. And basically it showed that 8 out of 10 people who had bipolar that started on this Empower Plus improved so that they had no symptoms or hardly any symptoms. And in the course of the study, there was about a 50% reduction in the use of pharmaceutical drugs. Now, both of these studies are published, one in the Journal of Child and Adolescent Psychopharmacology and the other in the Journal of Psychiatry.
What are the ingredients, Sean, in this product?
I'd have to go grab a bottle. Like, literally, it's like 32 vitamins and minerals and, you know, a handful of herbs, maybe 5 or 6 herbs. It's literally just a full spectrum vitamin mineral supplement that is, you know, all chelated and put together in a way that it's highly bioavailable. And they have you at a dosage level that is higher than you would typically take. And, I mean, the story doesn't end there. I mean, we haven't even got to the regulatory part. One thing that they learned was that if you just gave this product to somebody who had bipolar disorder, who was not on an antipsychotic drug, there really wasn't a safety concern. That person has an 8 out of 10, you know, chance of getting well and could just take it as directed and be fine. But if you're on some antipsychotic drugs, what they found was is you would start getting better and better and better for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then your symptoms would start increasing again. And your psychiatrist at that point is going to want to increase your antipsychotic drug because your symptoms are increasing. When really what's happening is your brain chemistry is returning to normal, and then you're having an adverse reaction to the antipsychotic medication. So you've never been able to get this product in a health food store. You can only order it from True Hope, and they will only sell it to you if you agree to participate in this program. You actually have to give them your symptoms, and, you know, they chart you and they give you advice and they tweak, and you have to have support people and all of that if you're on these antipsychotic drugs, because they've learned that you have to have a lot of expertise to wean people off of the drugs and onto the antipsychotics. And
so they do it as a private experimental. They get informed consent from the patient subjects, correct?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't phrase it that way. They call it the True Hope Program.
Okay.
They want as many people as, you know, who want to try the protocol to try it. I mean, they've been doing this now for years and years and years and years. And they've got clients from all over the world.
Is it a private membership type of experimental group?
Well, I wouldn't call it an experimental group. So, for instance, there are psychiatrists that they train, and if your psychiatrist is trained in the protocol and knows how to wean people off of the drugs and onto Empower Plus, you don't have to be part of their program. But if your psychiatrist doesn't know what they're doing, then you have to be part of their program because they don't want you messed up. There is a risk to, if, like I say, if you're not on antipsychotic drugs, there's not a big concern. But if you are on antipsychotic drugs, you know, you need somebody who knows what they're doing, and they're the world experts. And when I say they're the world experts, so, for example, they were charged with selling Empower Plus in Canada without pre-approval.
Well, that's why I would think that they would set up as a private membership organization and or gain informed consent as an experimental group, you know? That would have protected them, wouldn't it have?
Well, no, it wouldn't, because in fact, it wouldn't protect you in Canada, and it even gets worse. So I've told you about the University of Calgary does these, you know, two little studies, case series, one on bipolar children, one on bipolar adults. The results were so startling that the University of Calgary goes to the Alberta government. So we don't have states, we have provinces. The province they were in is Alberta. And the university, this has nothing to do with my clients, the university says to the government, we have never seen anything like this. You have to put public money into funding a double-blind clinical trial. And the government looks at it and says, yeah, we've never seen anything like this. And so they cough up $500,000, for a double-blind clinical trial. It has to go through the government's, you know, Science Foundation Ethics Review Board. It has to go through this Joint University Ethics Review Board. It has to go through a Faculty of Medicine Review Board. This double-blind clinical trial is being run out of a hospital by psychiatrists. Even though it's on a vitamin and mineral supplement, you could go to a health food store and get all the ingredients. It is designed to pharmaceutical drug-style safety standards, you know, right down to, you know, you've got emergency numbers to call and psychiatrists wearing pagers in case anything goes wrong, which, of course, nothing was going wrong because we're dealing with nutrition. We're not dealing with a foreign chemical drug. Halfway through this government-funded study, Health Canada writes to the university and says, you have to stop this research now because you don't have our pre-approval. Now, I asked the lead researcher, Dr. Bonnie Kaplan, who had run the behavioral research unit for 20 years, and I said, well, why didn't you get, you know, Health Canada pre-approval? And she looked at me like I was from Mars, because she says no university in Canadian history has ever gotten pre-approval to do nutrition research. So if we want to see, do limes have an effect on scurvy, we don't get pre-approval for food that's in the food chain. We don't get pre-approval for nutrition research. It's just never been done. Now, I know from running a trial and the court ordering disclosure during the trial that Health Canada knew when they wrote the university that the university couldn't get pre-approval because the pre-approval process was written for chemical pharmaceutical drugs. A multi-ingredient vitamin and mineral with some herbs cannot even get through the first standards process, and the regulatory body knew that. So by taking a stand and saying, no, you have to shut down a government-funded nutrition research, our regulatory body was declaring that any nutrition research in Canada was illegal, which just boggles the mind.
So are you suing them now?
Well, we are in court right now because what happened is they shut down the government-funded double-blind clinical trial, and then they started telling my clients, you have to stop selling this product. And my clients said, if we stop selling this product, we're going to have deaths. We're going to have people commit suicide when they run out and have to go back on the pharmaceuticals. We're going to have hospitalizations. And so they charged my client, and our defense was that they had to ignore the law because people's safety was at stake. And so let me tell you about one of my star witnesses, just so you know I'm not blowing smoke here.
You know, I love the concept. I think it seems very strong. Intuitively, it seems to me like an excellent defense that I think more of us should be using in a offensive action against these drug industrialists and the government malfeasant officials.
Right. Well, and just so you know, the court acquitted my clients, finding that they were morally obligated to continue selling or people would have died.
Praise hallelujah. You know, so this is exactly right. We're saving lives here. And, you know, the drug industrialists, which now is known to be causing the leading cause of death in the United States, North America, is the drugs and the drug side effects. And we're getting people healthy and saving lives without intoxicating them. That should be a moral imperative as well as a political and legislative requirement.
Right. Well, let me tell you about Dr. Charles Popper, who is one of the expert witnesses that, and I need to be careful to say that I had to subpoena him to get him into court. So a subpoena is a court order compelling somebody to come, or else I can ask for a warrant for them to be arrested. Dr. Charles Popper teaches at Harvard Medical School in Boston.
Know the place well. That's where I got my master's in public health.
Okay. He is the founding editor of the Journal of Child and Adolescent Psychopharmacology. He does not teach doctors. He teaches psychiatrists how to become child and adolescent psychiatrists. So he's very specialized. For the longest time, he was the only psychiatrist that Harvard allowed to have a clinical practice in their hospitals. They now allow a few other psychiatrists. And his practice, he would get the bipolar patients that other psychiatrists in the Boston area couldn't handle. So if you had a bipolar patient that you couldn't handle, you referred them to Charles Popper. Now, I'm going to tell you about his testimony, but you have to understand it's not voluntary. He was compelled to be there, and once he's there, he has to tell the truth, okay? So, first of all, he explained that he was not interested in trying Empower Plus. What happened was, is the lead researcher at the University of Calgary had done her doctoral training at Harvard Medical School, and she was going back to the Boston area and wanted to do a presentation on Harvard about what was happening with using Empower Plus. And so the person at Harvard that was putting this together calls Dr. Popper and says, oh, you got to come and, you know, see this presentation about the use of vitamins and minerals in mental illness. And Popper wasn't interested at all. I mean, he's Mr. Pharmaceutical. He's the expert in using pharmaceutical drugs on children and adolescents with bipolar. In fact, he had pioneered some treatments for using psychiatric drugs in children and adolescents. He's not interested at all. But these doctors keep calling him. So literally he said on the stand that he decided to go just because he thought he would save time going to the presentation as opposed to having to explain why he didn't want to go. And he's sitting in this presentation, and he's telling us on the stand that they would say things that he didn't believe. So, for example, they said, well, you know, if you start a patient on Empower Plus, you will see, you know, obvious improvement within 5 to 6 days. And in his mind, he said, strike one, that's a lie, because our fastest-acting pharmaceutical drug, lithium, it's, you know, 10 to 14 days after we've got you up to a loading dose. I don't remember what all the strikes were, but strike three was when they were explaining how when you start using Empower Plus and people are on antipsychotic medication, how after 2 to 3 weeks there seems to be an adverse reaction and you have to kind of withdraw the pharmaceutical drugs. And he thought, I've never heard anything like this about nutrition affecting or amplifying antipsychotic drugs. And so he said he was so disgusted that he lied to get out of the room. He says, oh, I've got an appointment, I've got to go. And as he's leaving, just to be socially gracious, he says, well, this is all very interesting. Do you have a list of the ingredients so I can look into it? And they don't. So they're trying to give him a bottle, and he doesn't want the bottle. He's in McLean's Hospital. He doesn't want anyone seeing him with it. But he doesn't get out of the room without a bottle. He said on the stand that, that he hid it under his lab coat as soon as he was out of the room. He marched to his office, and he hid it behind a stack of journals so no one could ask him about it. And now he's just flipping through files because he does not have a patient coming in. He lied to get out of the room. And a friend calls who's also a child psychiatrist and says, my 10-year-old boy is raging for 3 or 4 hours a day. We've been, you know, putting it off, but he's clear that he now, you know, we need to get him on some drugs. Will you take him as a patient? He agrees to take him as a patient solely because it's a friend. His practice is full. So dad psychiatrist, mother, and 10-year-old boy show up, and Popper said on the stand, Dr. Popper said it was clear that this kid, you know, had bipolar, and literally he could have hospitalized him. This kid was so bad. He goes through the whole process of evaluating him, and the parents want him to write a prescription for antipsychotic drugs. And his practice was, no, on children he has to see them twice, at least a week apart. And the parents, they won't leave his office. They want a solution, and they're at an impasse. You know, Dr. Popper won't give them drugs. They won't leave without drugs. And finally, to break the impasse, he remembers he's got a bottle of Empower Plus, and he pulls it out, and he says, well, try this. And he explains to them all his objections, why he thinks it's, you know, just absolutely a lie. But the parents are happy. Okay, well, we have something to try. Off they go. And Popper said on the stand he was expecting, you know, after a couple of days for the father to call, because apparently you end up babysitting the parents during that week because, you know, they want drugs to get things on the road. But the parents don't call until about day 4. Dad calls and he says, not that the rages are better, but the rages are gone, like 100% gone. And Dr. Popper said that, well, he thought this was just placebo. So he said, well, fine, just come in a week. You know, we've got this appointment on day 7, come in. The kid comes in on day 7 and was an absolute different kid. So whereas he could have been hospitalized the week before, on day 7 there would be no indication that this child had any mental illness at all. and was completely normal child. And Dr. Popper testified that he was thinking in his mind, okay, this is still a placebo effect. So scheduled for the child to come back a week later on day 14. Day 14, we have a normal, happy child again. Now, a bottle of EM Power Plus at a full dose lasts for 14 days. The parents had ordered more, but it didn't come in. They didn't want to try pharmaceutical drugs now. So just, okay, well, we'll wait for the EM Power Plus to come in. Well, within two or three days, the parents are back on the phone saying the rages are back. This is in December. It's just school holidays are just starting, the Christmas holidays. And the parents are in a fluff. They said, we booked a ski vacation. We would have never done that before we tried EM Power Plus because, you know, we couldn't control them with the rages. What do we do? And so Dr. Popper said, well, I'll figure something out. He goes to a health food store with the list of ingredients in EM Power Plus. He tries to get, you know, a group of products that will approximate it. He gives it to the parents and sends them off, like, try this. And they come back from the ski vacation saying, you know, the boys vote as 60% as good as on EM Power Plus. And the teachers, he goes back to school, says about 60% better. EM Power Plus comes. The kid gets back on it and it's 100%. So on the stand, this, you know, Charles Popper said at that point he realized it wasn't placebo. And so he allowed one of his adult patients, a lady who just was not responding to, you know, pharmaceutical treatments at all, regardless of, you know, what this expert would try, he allows her to try EM Power Plus and she gets well. And so then he allows his other patients to try EM Power Plus, and he said in court under oath that it destroyed his practice. Because whereas before, when he was managing them on the pharmaceutical drugs, he would literally have to meet with them once a week so that he was doing two things. One, counseling them not to have commit suicide, and managing the side effects. Because when you're on a cocktail of antipsychotic drugs, there are a lot of side effects that, you know, the psychiatrist has to be constantly managing. He transitions most of his patients onto EM Power Plus, and he said, well, you know, I meet with them every 3 to 6 months. And there's no counseling about suicide. It's like, how's job going now that you're back to work? How's university going? And you're not managing the side effects. So it was night and day. He literally was able to take on, you know, double, triple, quadruple his practice because managing them with nutrition instead of drugs.
Yeah, help a lot more people.
Stable patients. So I asked him on the stand, I said, well, what would happen if you took EM Power Plus away? If my clients had stopped selling like Health Canada asked them to. And he said, without flinching, that you would have deaths. You would have people committing suicide when they ran out. You would have hospitalizations as people became unstable. And you would have assaults. And you would have people like him would have to give most of his patients away to other psychiatrists because he couldn't manage the same number. He would have to go back to weekly counseling meetings and managing side effects. So just absolutely night and day. Now what happened is Health Canada, this product is manufactured in the United States. So the True Hope support program that you would order it from is in Canada. But if you ordered it, if you're from an American and you order it, it's just shipped within the U.S. and the FDA can't catch it at the border. But if you're Canadian and you order it, it gets shipped from the United States into Canada. And so Health Canada started seizing the product at the border. Some people ran out and committed suicide because they weren't willing to go back to the psych wards. And that was actually the Canadian Mental Health Association went public blaming Health Canada for the suicides.
Wonderful. They should be charged for murder.
Well, it's definitely criminal negligence. I mean, it's interesting. When the judge acquitted, you know, True Hope of selling without pre-approval, because the judge found there would have been deaths if they had stopped selling and said they were morally obligated. In Canada, if you're providing a treatment that's helping people, you actually have a criminal obligation to maintain that. So they could have been criminally negligent if they had stopped selling. I think the flip side is true, is that if you take action that's dangerous and actually kills people, that's negligence.
Yeah.
In a criminal sense, not just a civil sense.
Correct, yeah. I appreciate that. Very,
yes.
Very intense. That's a very excellent story. Now, we've got a few more minutes left. Why don't you tell folks, Sean, what you need from the public in terms of support? There must be something that the public can do to support you and maybe some contact information.
Well, actually, and this is important. So I'm involved with an organization called the Natural Health Products Protection Association. So you can find us. We're a new organization, so I think you actually have to type us in your address bar. But if you were to type www.nhppa.org, you would find our website. With this new bill that Health Canada has, this bill C-51, which is currently working its way through our parliament, these health inspectors that did things like try to take EM Power Plus off the market and try to take the stress heart drops off the market, this new act gives them the power to seize any property of a natural health product manufacturer, retailer, wholesaler, without any reason, which is just absolutely incredible. So right now you need to go to court and you need to get a warrant to justify seizing somebody's property. This new act allows them to seize property without a warrant. They don't have to have a reason. They can hold it for as long as they want. They do not have to report it to a court at any time. They can destroy it without court permission. And, you know, to add insult to injury, they can charge you the cost for the storage and the transportation and the destruction of your own property. And if they're telling you to, you know, participate or do anything, it's an offense not to listen. So we are in an absolute crisis. If this bill passes, I think the natural health product industry in Canada is finished. So if any Canadians hear this, it is absolutely essential that you write a personal handwritten letter to your MP immediately saying, don't you dare vote for Bill C-51. You can get details about it on our website. And we are going to be, you know, producing some other documents to help write letters. But the bill is going to be reintroduced for second reading next week. And so it's crucial that MPs get input right away, just saying, don't you dare, you know, give Health Canada any more powers.
Okay, give everyone the website contact.
Okay, so that would be www.nhppa.org. So just again, that's www.nhppa.org. And like I say, because we're a new organization, I think you probably actually have to type that in your address bar.
Okay, and then do you have a contact information for you personally?
Yes, I do, actually.
You don't have to give it out if it's private, but if you feel like you would like to have perhaps listeners know how to reach you.
Right. Well, they can reach me, actually. We have a contact email on our website. So,
okay.
You know, just click on the, you know, the contact tab, and there will be, there's email addresses, and you can contact us that way.
Okay, one more time with the website.
Okay, so www.nhppa.org.
Nhppa.org.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much, and I'll look forward to meeting you at the Avena event in a couple weeks.
Well, now, and there's one more thing. So the Avena event is on March 9th, I think. We have, for anyone in Calgary, the True Hope, we actually were suing Health Canada for seizing the herbs, or the EM Power Plus at the border. We have in Calgary, on May 9th, at 1 p.m., at the Federal Court at 635 8th Avenue Southwest, we need as many people to show up as possible. And the reason is the court has to understand that this is important to people.
I would say that that would be a wonderfully important contribution and service to make to stand up for people's rights to put these demons in jail or at least stop their corruption and save some lives by giving people access and protecting the access to the nature's bounty that can keep us free. Now, is that on May 8th?
It's on May 8th at the federal court. And the federal court is just, it's on the fourth floor. The hearing will start at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. It's actually May 9th, I'm sorry.
May 9th.
May 9th, so it's a Friday, May 9th in Calgary.
Gee, I wish it was on May 8th because I would have attended. I was already putting it into my schedule.
Right. No, it's May 9th, so I'm actually, you know, right after that going to the Avena conference. And I'll just give the address again. So it'll be 4th floor, 635 8th Avenue Southwest.
All right, hold on. Let me get this down, too. Okay, 4th floor.
Yes, and the building address is 635 8th Avenue southwest in Calgary. And what we're fighting for is, this action is about saying that it's not okay for untrained inspectors to seize health products because you're making a health decision without taking into account the risk of taking the product away and basically violating people's right to choose the treatment of their choice.
Yes, that's absolutely vitally important. Sean, I apologize to you. I don't want to run over. We have a dear friend, Don Nikoloff, whose program is coming up on BBS, and I dare not hold him up. But I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for not just the listeners of the Insight Hour and all the people who can be blessed by your word, but really, honestly, from all of the wonderful things that the Creator wants for his people, which includes the botanicals, to protect that, you're a servant. You are a true hero peacemaker, and my hat goes off to you for doing that work. Keep it up.
Thank you. That's very kind.
And I look forward again to seeing you at the Avena event. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Folks, this is the end of the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Again, I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com. Go online to HealthyWorldStore.com and look at what you need. Buy it there. It sustains us. It keeps us going, as it will you as well. I want to also reiterate, do plan to attend one of the upcoming Love Code Musical Healing Celebration events on the 17th in Toronto, on the 24th in Portland, on the 1st outside of L.A. in Huntington Beach, and on the 8th of April in Orlando, Florida. This information is online by going to the website lovecodeseminar.com. And or go through to the schedule from drlenhorowitz.com. Toll-free number to call for tickets and information is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And is that Don Nikoloff? I thought I heard somebody come online. At any rate, we've got some fooling around in engineering. Seth, you're doing tricks on Dr. Len again. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Be blessed. Bye for now.